Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audionatum is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audionatum, you can hear life again.
What up? This is your boy, Doughboy, and the ever so bougie Kevin. You really going to do this whole episode in your robe?
Oh, this is, of course. I'm in Hawaii. I have guava juice.
And this is another installment. Started off to the right of righteous and righteous.
The full choked.
You shut up. The full bouginess is on display. We are live and on location.
From the Ritz-Carlton, Waikiki Beach. Honolulu, Hawaii.
Tell him the truth while you booked the suite here. You thought that you would get unlimited Ritz crackers. And so that's why he didn't even know about the opulence that was going on. But yes, we are out here in a beautiful Hawaii. That's why you see the luxurious Atlantic Ocean in the back.
Pacific Ocean.
It's an ocean. It's an ocean.
We're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
We're out of the States right now. You know, we'll get back stateside soon. Shut up and leave me alone.
They actually do say stateside. Or what they call this? The mainland?
Really? So I was right?
They say the mainland. I mean, it's the States, but they say the mainland. Okay, the continental United States.
My first time to Hawaii.
How was your first day yesterday?
Man, it's cool. I went to Ruth Chris.
Ruth?
Could have absolutely Chris. Went there in Los Angeles, but I just felt
no, that's Hawaii Ruth Chris. It hit different. It hit different. Them prices for sure hit different.
Them prices. The prices travel exceedingly well.
Like, Hawaii is wild expensive.
Yeah, it's cool, but it's cool, man. The weather's cool. The water's really blue. Mm. I know that sounds dumb, but the water just looks clean.
It don't be as blue here. It don't be as blue other places as it is here.
I gotta figure out though. Are we still boycotting Gucci? I have a Gucci Speedo I was gonna wear.
I'm boycotting that. You going to the beach in that? You
yeah,
going
man,
to the, why, who wear cargo shorts to the beach?
Thugs.
Where's your swim shorts? You're. I know you're a black dude who swims in hoop shorts.
Absolutely.
I know
Let me see my bag. Hold on.
Why don't black men purchase swim trunks?
I was ready for the game just in case it went down. I told him, I said, hey, man. I'm bringing trunks just in case it pop off. You never know in Hawaii.
There's a website called Chubbies that sells swim trunks for the bigger men. I bought some.
Really?
They're actually the smallest swim trunks. I was like, not this for people from like me. I don't lock it at all.
Hold on. That didn't make you feel extra big that you was ordered off a site called Chubbies?
I didn't care at all. I felt seen. I felt valued by a company.
Are they good shorts? Are they good?
They're good shorts, but they're like they're low cut.
No, so you're out here with Daisy Dukes?
No, they weren't Daisy Dukes. They're just above the knee. I think
what? You're out here wearing shorts above the knee?
I was in the pool, man. I was with my kids.
Nah, man.
I didn't know they're above the knee until I put them on. I was like, hey, where's the rest? I need the bottom hat.
I keep it thugging, man. I got the camo shorts. I got the
Did your chain rot in the ocean?
Shut up. They still shot. I didn't want to get in the pool. I didn't want to ice it over. Then people would be ice skating on it. Then they'd be like, this is a totally different experience. Josh knows. He was there with me.
And we didn't let y'all down. We want y'all to know we are completely on vacation. Didn't we miss an episode?
No.
Absolutely not. We are shooting today.
You're
on vacation. We've been up. It's only 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's so weird, though.
Why?
Because of the time difference. This Hawaii time is 3 hours behind California time.
Yes.
And California time is 3 hours behind East Coast time.
Yes.
So
Hawaii, Game of Thrones came on at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the morning?
No, afternoon.
On Sunday?
On Sunday. You know how weird it is to watch it while kids are playing in the pool? Daddy, you go to the pool. Shut up! Talking to me.
I have a theory about Game of Thrones.
Okay.
I have a feeling that it's much like how I feel about black people that play golf. I feel like black people that watch Game of Thrones feel like they're better than people who don't.
No.
You don't feel like you have a different edge on me?
Why do I? No. There's a lot of people who...
I just feel like I'm on the outside of an inside joke and I want
to... Let me tell you what's been bothering me for a while. People who don't watch Game of Thrones, we get it. Why are you walking like that? Melissa was so distracted. What did they want?
Room service.
To pick up the food?
No, to clean that room.
You told me to wait?
At 1 o'clock.
Okay. This whole week prior to Game of Thrones coming on, everybody who didn't watch it. Am I the only person
I just
who's
don't
never
know.
Seen Game of Thrones? Am I the only... No! There's a lot of people who haven't seen Game of Thrones. Stop reminding us.
But there's a lot of people who do. There was over 500,000 tweets about Game of Thrones on Sunday.
It's the most popular show in the world.
I want to catch up, but I just don't have the time.
You have the time?
It's an hour long.
Stop
and
making seven your own homemade candy bars and you'll have more time. This is a double Snickers Twix. Coated in a caramel outer.
Because I'll be trying to watch it. Like, I've tried to a couple times, but it's like they're hour-long episodes.
It's not for everybody.
It's
for
like
sure.
Six seasons.
No, this is the eighth season.
And people just be into it.
I am full on nerd.
How many episodes is in this season?
Six.
And they're
or
like
seven. Six.
Some
or
of
seven.
Them are like over an hour.
Yeah, the battle of the battle for Winterfell, which is first of all, battle for Winterfell, which is the biggest episode, biggest battle sequence ever filmed ever
in life
in the history of film. It's like an hour long battle. They said took like 2 or 3 months to shoot. Comes out the same weekend as Avengers Endgame.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to sit there and consume all of it.
Now,
I don't know what I'm more excited about. Game of Thrones or...
Ooh.
Josh, you don't watch Game of Thrones.
You don't watch it.
You can't be as excited
as
the battle. The whole thing hinges on the battle for Winterfell. The White Walkers been marching south for eight. You know what is weird about Game of Thrones?
What?
I was talking to my wife about this. Game of Thrones started in 2011.
Okay.
April 2011.
Mm-hmm.
From April 2011 to April 2019, do you know how much my life has changed?
Mm.
A lot.
The hairline?
Hairline, what?
Woof.
I was down here.
Yeah, edges gone.
In 2011.
Too, yeah.
I had, I think I was working at Boeing at that time.
Oh, so you hadn't even moved to LA yet?
No.
Really?
Zay and JoJo, we still were in our house in Washington. We were about 2 years away from moving to LA. No YouTube.
Yeah, no YouTube in 2011?
No Kev on Stage page.
Really?
No Playmakers page.
Wow.
I had the old KFred 926 YouTube page, which if you talk about 712 hard-earned subscribers. Hardly any video goes over 1,000.
What was
no Kev on Stage page. No Playmakers page. No, I think at that time I only had Facebook as a social media.
I hadn't booked Wildin' Out yet.
Nope.
I didn't book that till 2013, really.
That's when you applied for AARP, right?
Shut up. I was.
Were you in L.A.?
I was in L.A. I moved
you
to L.A.
Full Hana.
I was full Hana by full fifth, by full nymph. I was full nymph. I was out there.
You was full nymph?
With the hook. Yeah, there was a lot going on.
Were you really?
I was knee deep in a drink.
Oh, I know you was.
But see, I didn't have the money, though. So it wasn't Henny. It was E&J and root beer.
What's E&J? What kind of alcohol is that?
It's brandy. It's dark.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I was drinking Pompaw vodka. That's a plastic bottle. That's like one step above rubbing alcohol. Put this on an open room. Drink this. That's the next thing. Yeah, so a lot has changed since 2011.
Man, a lot has changed. And I be
Instagram wasn't even around.
No.
Wow.
So back to Game of Thrones. Okay. I'm a complete... utter nerd. No, was it?
It had just launched like 2011.
What, Instagram?
Yeah. Oh, was it just for iPhone at that time?
2011.
Yeah. It started off just for iPhone?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
App Store. Sorry, keep going.
Okay.
I remember when I first got Instagram, it was because people kept putting... There was a filter on Instagram that could make your pictures look like film. Mm-hmm. You know, the little, like...
the little thing on the bottom.
Yeah.
Little,
uh-huh. And that's how I found out about that. And I was like, man, what is this? What is this? I think at that time, I didn't even have an iPhone. I think I might either have...
I didn't have an iPhone. I didn't get an iPhone until I started working at All Depths over 2015. I didn't have a checking account.
I remember those.
I still had the checking and savings under the bed. But
you
I mean,
told Doughboy.
Yeah, it was a shoebox. It was a divider in the middle. My transfers would look like this. Put it back under the bed. This is for safekeeping.
We told Doughboy that he should book an Uber from ADD. He was like, yeah, how you do that? I was like, oh, you just set it to your checking account. He was like, how do you do that?
I mean, check systems, they don't want me there.
And then, I remember when you applied for a bank account, they it was like, so easy. Yeah, you could have one. You're like, me? Yes, you. But I did not think.
I was the same way about getting
Hold on, I'm trying to find out how to, you don't have to cut this out, Josh. Our people love us. I'm trying to keep this iPhone open so the time doesn't go away, and I can't find it, Joshua. Display. Auto lock. No, Josh, you don't have to do everything for me.
That's why I'm here, Kevin.
No, Josh, you're here to be my friend and edit things for me. By the way, Josh, you really did your thing on that.
Yo, that little trailer.
I had fun, man.
You are really talented.
You can make something really simple seem very great. That was just a helicopter ride, and it looked
really
just amazing.
A helicopter ride.
But the way that you edited it up makes it look.
That was a great experience. I was hoping to meet.
Oh my god! Will you stop with the bougie sip? We don't need to hear your sip.
You were hoping to do what, Josh?
I was, because I mean the ride was a good time in itself. So I was just hoping that whatever came out of that video was going to match the energy that.
It was really really cool, man.
By the way, I was talking to a friend of mine about this. He said every dad's job is to make it hard for their kids to achieve what they've done for their children. Mm. My kids have no shot. They're really gonna have to raise the
and
bar.
You are, and you are it's the bouginess is rubbing.
Oh, Zay!
I walked in. Are you?
Oh yeah.
He was walking around with the robe on too. I was like, these guys, the shower shoes,
Isaiah, come. Isaiah is a child after my own heart. Uh-huh. Come here, child.
And oh God, he still has.
Come here. I knew he had it on. He's had it on all day. Come here.
He shouldn't be just out poolside with the world ball.
Oh, Zay.
He's out there looking at people like,
Zay. I told this story before, but it's the funniest thing ever. We went to the Ritz in Fort Lauderdale, mm-hmm. and we went through the, you know, like the door, the, what is that called? The revolving door or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Zay literally goes, oh, love the Ritz. And that's what I knew. I said, man, you're going to have to work.
I'll be noticing when I be babysitting, like, he orders. Off the like he laughed and they tried to hand him some crayons and a kiss me. He was just like,
oh, come Zay,
I have the rack of lamb.
Come show people why you're our
why are you walking with your head like that?
Stand right here in the middle.
Put your head. I just got this is the bougie head.
Child after my own eyes.
It really is.
Hello, son. How are you?
Hello.
Good. Did you enjoy the room service?
Yes.
Cheerio, mate.
All right.
Off with you. Put your arm down.
I don't even know what it's about.
I was super embarrassed yesterday. I was playing in the pool. First of all, trying to be a father to your kid.
I thought you were super embarrassed about your frame out there with no shirt on.
Absolutely not.
Really?
Man.
You just out there, boobs out.
Oh, let me tell you what. This beach going to get whatever body I give it. I'm going to go to the ocean right now. My beach body is on back order. They said maybe
7 to 10 business 20, days?
7 to 10 years.
7 to 10 business years?
So I'm in there playing this game with my kids. We had a little foam noodle type thing. Mm-hmm. And the whole game is they try to get it from me. Mm-hmm. So we playing for like an hour. I'm talking about.
You're really just a big kid.
What? The biggest one.
You had fun with this one. Yes.
Melissa's like, I got three kids, 35 to 12. So Joe, who's not as tall as Isaiah, he dunked in the water on accident, swallows a whole bunch of water, comes up, throws up in the pool.
Ugh.
I was like, we're going to go now. They had to shut the whole pool.
You had to shut the whole pool down?
Oh, the looks.
I bet they was mad.
The people's looks were just like, I was like, I don't, he drank the water. I mean, he threw up.
He's just like, what did you eat?
I was
eating?
Like, fam.
This was last week.
It was all mango juice. But it's amazing, man. We were in Maui, man. We were, the funniest thing is, all they want to do is go swimming.
That's just, you guys have a pool at home?
We have a pool.
I've never seen them in it.
Tanisha Howard, you know her? She's a comedian. Worked with All Depp a couple times. She was like, the pool water out of town hits different. She said, away water is smoother.
Away water is
But it's because the pool's being heated.
Oh.
We don't have a heated pool back home. I mean, I do my best.
Ain't that the point of a pool, to cool you off?
Not with these kids. Jeez. Once we went to Tracy Edmonds' house, she had a heated pool. They were like, oh.
this is
a thing?
This is it.
Oh, yeah.
And the water is bluer out here.
Oh.
I was planning on running 10 miles every morning on soft sand. I can't find the soft sand.
That sand be hot, though.
For real?
Yeah. When you go on a beach barefoot, the sand be super hot.
I got to get out there. That's going to be lit. Okay.
They still well seasons in there, so be careful when
Shut
you
go
out. Food. People are going to be like, here's one.
He's beached.
He's beached.
He's beached. Why does that well have fake chains on it? Oh, no. He has
Is
an
album going
out. Are those checks?
I be well-ay, get it? Well-ay, get it?
You know what we get?
What?
I pointed at the clock.
Oh, God.
Have you been getting good rest while you've been in Hawaii?
Oh, I absolutely have. Hand me my little goo gadget there. Like I have told all of everybody, the Right Pack and everybody, the Righteous and Ratchet audience, I thought I had a problem with life because, you know, life just wasn't as fulfilling as it was. And I thought that I wasn't getting the most out of it because of other circumstances. But it really was because I had a terrible bed. So you know what I did to circumvent that problem?
Circumvent. Kevin? Nice word.
Yeah. I went and I got a new bed. The people over at Purple Mattress. And I just hit 510 days now?
Sober?
510 days sober. Yeah.
Sobriety.
So 510 days. I had always thought that it was, you know, a problem with, you know, I needed alcohol to go to sleep or whatever. But I realized I just had a poor trash mattress. Mm-hmm. So I went out to the good people over at Purple Mattress and, yeah, so I went there and figured it out, and I got a new bed, and...
Trash sleep equals trash life.
I didn't realize that we spend over 30% of our life sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely, it's definitely important.
And I get some rest.
You got to get that.
I'm going to bed at 8:30 in Hawaii, where I am now.
Because of the time difference, right? Yeah. We was texting you last night, and you just tapped out around 9 o'clock.
Out of here.
You are an old man at heart wherever you go. But the Purple Mattress will probably feel different than anything you've experienced because it uses brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket science. It was not like the memory foam that I'm used to. The Purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. If you guys go ahead and get one, you'll get a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund. It's backed by a 10-year warranty and free shipping and returns. Now, listen. You're going to love Purple. And right now, our listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts that they'll get that they're offering site wide. Just text RR to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text RR to 84888. That's right, RR to 84888. So get you one, man. But, I mean, all jokes aside, I mean, I know that they're, you know, somebody that we promote on our station, but it really has changed my life. I've lost about 20 pounds. I'm attributing all of that to the
I'm giving you this week.
You gonna have to.
My back was hurting and I was like, nobody gonna win this week, because I've been waking up to work out and I'd be like, but the beach.
Yeah, so we still are in our weight loss competition. We got roughly about 19 weeks left. Yeah. Last time we checked in, you had lost like 252. Yeah,
252.
And I was 308.
I ain't checking in again until I'm under 250. Yes, yeah.
So that means you ain't just going to check it again for the whole rest of this?
Might be September 6th. Anyway, I want to talk about this.
What's up?
R. Kelly is overdrawn.
How did that...
That's the funniest thing ever.
Did he ever think that he would be this broke?
Never in a million years. It was so funny because the headline was R. Kelly has negative $13 in his account.
How did they even find that out? How did the press even find out your... Somebody leaked that. Somebody from Chase was like, hey, TMZ, come holler at your boy.
R. Kelly came in. Let me get $3-4.
Right.
Like, hey, so you're negative $13. Well, I guess he had 12 play and lost another dollar. You don't have no money. You are broke.
Broke boy. Bro.
Apparently they took $150,000 out of him.
That's a lot just to be taken out of somebody's account.
Legal fees, man.
But for them to just take it out your account, like, yeah, 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 we know you got it. Because you know in his mind, he was like, all right, man, everything is not lost. I still got this $150K. I can just bank on that. I can grow negative 13. Wait, but how? That is,
the
woo.
The fact that he is overdrawn and just...
And I don't mean to laugh at his...
I do. I want him to be broke.
Bro,
enjoy the downwards. He ain't getting it back this time. Ain't no, you can't write your bops out of this.
Ain't no remix to ignition gonna fix this. You need to fix your finances. Jeez, I did not know his money was in such disarray.
Man, let me tell you what NFL players have said: two things that'll kill you: child support and court fees. Ooh. You get child support and court, man, legal fees be racking up.
You know what I just thought about, which is wild to even think about?
What?
Never seen any of R. Kelly's children. Has he ever been photographed with these children? I can't tell you one time I've ever seen him with anyone, like with a child.
I don't think he really cares about his kids that much. R. Kelly doesn't strike me as a great father.
Yeah.
A great husband. Yeah. A great friend.
I've never seen I didn't see his wife until the thing.
Me neither. Do you know who ain't negative 13 in the account?
Well, hold on. Before you move on. Because he had just made a video about trying to make money. He was like, I'm out here trying to make money. Because he was talking about doing a show. He was almost like apologetic for charging people to see his show. Did you see that video of him?
Yeah. I think the thing that killed him, all he had left was his ability to do live shows. And live shows can be really lucrative. He can't do that. I don't think he'd been making money off his music sales for a long time.
Because he got dropped from his record label, right?
Even before that. I don't think he had, publishing-wise, I don't think he had a lot of the publishing. I don't think he owned a lot of his publishing. I think he had given it up for a variety of reasons. Mm. So he was only eating off the live show, which J. Cole said in his song, man, touring, that's how we eat in this business.
Right.
So when he started having all that negative press, the promoters of the shows and the venues, they were canceling them. Mm. They're like, fam, we can't even do it. Like, and he still had fans. But if the venue won't allow you to throw your
because
show
it becomes problematic for them because you're going to get 200 people outside with
bingo
signs.
So now his ability to
generate his income is
out.
How do you think this ends with him? Just getting a lengthy prison sentence that's looming. Do you feel like this case is strong enough to get
man
him this
with
time?
Him? People have been. I think the one thing that has changed for sure is people are going to be willing to testify against him now.
And when they weren't back in the day.
And they weren't testifying against him back then. People were either scared or whatever. Mm. But I think people are going to there's people, women who already been showing their face doing interviews. So I think that's what was getting him off all them times.
Right.
Is people wouldn't testify against him. And now that they will, I think he's going
to
be stuck.
You know what the crazy thing when you think about it, and I never really thought about it this way, it seems like he was able to avoid prosecution before because he had money. And now that he doesn't,
it's the record like label was record label was helping to front that.
It's actually kind of sad when you think about it, though. So, like, if you have money, you can be as terrible as a person as you want. Then when it runs out, then you have to be
the legal system does not work the same.
Does it favor the rich? Well, I guess it does. Yeah, it's to even bail out.
If you're poor... Regardless of race, right. If you're poor, it's hard to win. Right. If you're poor and brown, it's even harder because you have, juries and prejudice and all that type of stuff. Mm. So if you're rich and white, it's probably works the easiest for you. But think about it, if you're a white judge and you acted up when you were a kid, you see a white kid.
Right.
Like Brock Turner, the kid from Stanford who raped that girl, and he did like 3 months in prison. And the judge was like, you know, man, we all make mistakes type stuff. But when that person sitting across from you ain't the same color as you, you're not, you know, they don't seem to be as lenient.
Seems like this the judicial system is really flawed when you think about it.
Yes.
Because, you know, people just get to make decisions upon...
Bro, when OJ was in trial, Johnny Cochran never even argued that he didn't do it. That was never his game plan. No. We watched the people, me and Melissa were on the People versus OJ Heavy. Mm-hmm. All the documentaries, the TV, like everything. Johnny Cochran's whole angle was LAPD is corrupt. Like, oh, they took the
so he was the godfather of what about? The what about culture. Like, yeah, okay, he might have killed him, but what about...
Bro, blood in the car matches him, but you know what? They took his shoes home.
Wow.
They did what?
Yeah, I never even thought about that.
Man, his whole game plan was y'all are corrupt and racially charged, and then the he also was probably just a better lawyer than Marsha and Darden, because... If you ever see OJ with the glove don't fit thing, that man is not trying to put the glove on.
He was just,
he's just like,
push it.
I cannot fit.
I cannot do.
They had told
and
him.
And it was a catchy one liner.
They had told Darden, bro, don't have him put the glove on. He's like, I'm going to put the glove on. Don't. I'm going to have him do it. Like, bro, it's
good. When you think about it, OJ looked really happy that he couldn't get his hand, or that he was giving the illusion he couldn't get his hand in. You're making my point for me. I never even thought about that.
So yeah, man, I think it's very obvious that when you have money, nothing is the same for you. Taxes don't work the same for you. The richer you get, the more loopholes you have. You know, Amazon never even pays taxes.
I still have not been able to wrap my brain around why that's happening.
So what Amazon did,
please explain it to me, because I gotta pay taxes.
They hired people from the IRS to work as accountants for Amazon. So what they do is they maximize their revenue and growth. So they basically spend so much that they keep making money and their profit, they never have a lot of profit because they just grow so fast. They hire more people, whatever, so they can make more money, and then they have just more revenue. But then they basically just write it all off, so it looks like they have no actual profit. And they get a whole bunch of subsidies from places. When they were looking for their headquarters, their HQ2, and I think they settled in New York. I'm not sure. I think New York was one of the options. The cities were giving them these huge subsidies because they bring all these jobs there. Like, Mitt Romney didn't pay a lot in taxes.
But people that don't have a lot of money pay tons in taxes. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna hold you, man. I have a new accountant. Shout out to Josh Agons. So boy, when you have people who understand how the tax stuff works.
So you did the equivalent of hiring your guy from the IRS with this new tax.
On my level, I ain't rich, but I was getting just killed in taxes. But I found a guy who was like, let me show you. He was like number two in his tax class thing. When I first started this business, somebody said the two things you need are a good lawyer and a good accountant. Before an agent, before a manager, accountant. He was like, because they're going to be the ones to protect your money. Because you know them taxes be killing people. Because it's hard in this business. Like, if you think about it, the only reason most people pay taxes is because they take it out of your check. You know, when I was broke, if they didn't take it out of my check, you wouldn't finna get it.
I remember when somebody told me, that was probably the worst thing anybody told me when I was working at Progressive. They were like, you know, you can go exempt. I was like, tell me more. Like, it was the worst thing you could tell a 19-year-old kid that I know I can get an extra $200 on my check. What?
But you're going to have to pay it back later.
Well, I didn't know. You know, you're from the hood. We'll talk about it later. And when you think about it,
you're talking about later now. I'm hungry now. The bills due now. Talking about, well, I got to pay back later. Is it later now? I might be dead.
And then I tried to, like, start. And then I started trying to do that. Well, I'll just go half the year. And then I'll just break even. You get to June, you'll be like, man, just keep running it. Just keep running it. I need it. I'm too far in. Too far down the sequel. I gotta live. I can't not do it.
I had to do it.
So,
but yes. No, man, it's the best thing ever, man. I remember I was telling y'all this before we went on, man. That new account was like vacation. You don't take vacation. You and your wife are the board. If you ain't working, it's a board retreat. I was like, tell me more.
Tell me. No.
And we go to Bali for a board retreat. Because I thought you had to throw a show. Mm-hmm. Or make a video or do whatever. Like, that's why.
So that just changed everything.
What?
You know what should actually make you think about taxes and how tough they are? Al Capone was a hardened criminal who had bodies, racketeering. They couldn't get him on nothing. They'd be like, you ain't paying no taxes. Put the bracelets on him. Put the bracelets on him now.
Dude had countless murders.
How do you even write off
intimidation, racketeering, bribery? And it was like, you ain't paying Uncle Sam?
Man, get up in here.
That's how they got him on.
That's how they got him.
Tax evasion. You do whatever you do.
But pay us ours,
let
though.
Me with my beak. You gonna pay them taxes. Even if you money launder, you gonna give us some. You gonna pay us somehow.
Even with the whole selling weed stuff, they got so sick of people making money off weed, they was like, man, just legalize it. Give us our
cut. Oh, that's the thing. Listen, let me tell you
They're making billions now off that.
You gotta watch this movie called Vice.
I could have watched that on the plane the other day.
Watch it on the way back.
Okay.
When I tell you, like, I knew, like, government was corrupt. Like, I knew.
But then they
I was like, okay, so this is the thing I was telling my wife about this. So, you remember September 11th, right? They wanted to connect September 11th to Iraq.
Okay.
Right? They didn't have no connection, right? Because people weren't from Iraq. They're from Syria and all these other places, right? So, here's how they connected, okay? So, say you're Osama bin Laden. And Josh is this one dude, right? The one dude, Muhammad, I don't remember his name, Muhammad something. This is how they connected to Iraq. Osama bin Laden had met the one dude one time, like 12 years ago. And that dude was in Iraq. They were like, this is how it connected.
Really?
One connection, one time, like 12 years prior. So they were like, we got bombed by all these people. They're like, but we're invading Iraq. There were people like, what? Iraq? They're like, but this guy met Osama
one time.
Yes. And then at the same time, they used that information to go invade Iraq. They made that dude famous, and that dude created ISIS. He used all that pub because the military, U.S. government was shouting him out all the time. He was like, oh, snap, y'all shouting me out.
I'm the villain?
He used that all that information to build ISIS.
That's just crazy to me.
Yes. So now, not to mention, Dick Cheney was the CEO of Halliburton, which is an oil and energy company.
Okay.
Prior to becoming the vice president, he was a CEO. They gave him a $26 million severance package. When they invaded Iraq, Cheney made sure that Halliburton got no bid contracts. That means Halliburton is the only person who can get the Iraq oil contracts. They can only bid themselves. Nobody else can even. The government said, you guys are the only people. And this was all legal. This dude Cheney was pulling the... Bro, you got to
watch this. Wrong.
It is!
Well, why are they allowed to do this?
Because we are stupid. We wanted somebody to blame... We are either stupid or we don't care.
What? This...
It's... Trust me. It's a lot. But you know what I care a lot about? My performance in the bedroom. Especially when I'm in vacation. Listen, vacation mode is a different mode. Mm-hmm. You understand me. I've been waiting for this moment for I don't know how long.
You understand just, me.
So when I'm traveling a lot, like I tell my wife this all the time. When I'm traveling a lot, I be wanting the sex, but I be tired. And it's hard to perform at a high level without a little bit of help. And a lot of times, as men, we don't want to talk about erectile dysfunction. Mm-mm. It's taboo. But we're getting up there in age. Mm-hmm. I'm 36. You're 56.
Shut up.
You know, it's tough times for men like us. Mm-hmm. So one thing that has really helped me in the bedroom is Blue Chew. Now, have you heard of Blue Chew?
I have. Tell me more, though.
I'm going to tell you all. Maybe you meet a lovely lady in your life, and your little member down there, he ain't getting the call.
Yeah,
you call him up on him. Hey, man, what's up? I didn't know. I thought I had a day off.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't got the day off. You got to call him in.
Overtime.
When you need him in, you need Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a chewable situation.
Now, you know that changes everything. Oh, you can chew it.
You got the little small teeth, man. You can't be biting stuff. So I've been using it since about Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sometimes then I just be like, man, I just want to feel a little extra hump. I'm like, hey, Liz, we in Hawaii. I want to do Hawaiian things. This is called Hawaiian Punch, okay? Now, Blue Chew is prescribed and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, because you know I got you.
Yeah, I need that discreet package.
Yeah, you got a roommate. You're like, hey, what is this? And he eats it, and he's like, whoa. Candy. You don't want to be embarrassed about that, so you don't have to worry about going into a doctor or waiting in front of a pharmacy, and there's no awkwardness because you don't want nobody to know about this.
Mm-hmm.
It's made in USA, and Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, and it's cheaper than a pharmacy. And if you are listening right now, there's a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special code RR.
RR.
Just pay $5 for shipping. Again, that's BLUE. Chew.com, promo code RR.
RR.
To try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them again for sponsoring the podcast. Because of you, we can live our best life in Hawaii.
Yeah. And speaking of being happy and being in a happy place, Russell Wilson is in a very happy place.
Oh, man, he can just buy a lot of Blue Chew with $140 million.
He
is the highest paid NFL player.
And the nicest.
Absolutely. I think this is the first time a black person, or maybe Michael Vick. Michael Vick had a crazy deal. Was he the highest paid at the time?
At the time. I just know that black people don't be the highest paid. It usually be quarterbacks that are white.
Yeah. It's usually quarterbacks.
There's not a lot of white. There's not a lot of black quarterbacks.
No, no. There's usually less than five. Yeah. However, there might be.
No, not now. It's not really a lot of black quarterbacks.
There's Russell. There's Lamar Jackson.
Cam Newton.
Well, you mean starting?
Yeah, like franchise quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Cam Newton.
Cam, probably the third one. No, there's another one.
Who?
Well, they just gave it to Lamar Jackson. Isn't there? No, EJ Manuel out the league.
Yeah.
Is there only three?
There's only two.
No, Russell, Cam.
And Lamar. And he's brand new.
Yeah, I don't know if they would call him the franchise.
Yeah, he's not franchise yet. Yeah, that's... Dang.
Kaepernick? He ain't in the league. Warren Moon?
Warren Moon? But you know what's crazy? And I know I might get a lot of flack for this, and that's okay. A lot of people, when they were congratulating him, they're congratulating him and his wife.
They should.
She don't play football.
But she reaps the benefit of him playing football.
See, man, this is what I be talking about. This is
a one income. This is all the money's coming into the house.
So if they, so by that rationale, if they break up, she gets half.
Go.
Does she deserve half? If they break up?
Does she deserve half of $140 million?
Yes.
How long have they been together?
Like 2 years.
Oh, she wasn't around through the...
She wasn't with him shooting
the... So she shouldn't get the 100... So no. She shouldn't get half?
Mm-mm.
But you know, legally she could, though.
She could.
Did he?
I'm sure he did.
I don't know. He looked like the type to not.
For the through and through, that'd be different.
Get this...
Russell looked like the type to not sign a prenup.
I don't...
He looks very trusting. Like, I just love you.
I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't sign it.
And in that case, if they break up, she getting half. And that's the thing I'll be talking about. It's not that I feel like
women are... I don't even think she will, because didn't he just buy her master's for her?
$10 million. What, did he sign it? He didn't sign it. Oh! He didn't sign
it.
Nothing.
He didn't sign it?
Ooh.
A jinx?
Yeah, I'm sure she said, nah, I don't want to. Man, that's crazy. See.
Russell and Sierra aren't going to have a prenup. An insider tells HollywoodLife.com.
They're already married, right?
Yeah. They got married in 2016-ish? I don't know.
He was already... I think he had an $80 million deal prior to that.
Bro. She getting half if it's gonna work.
It's gonna work. That's what...
But see, that's the problem that I have, that if... This is a better example, because this ain't Bezos, right?
Ain't Bezos.
Okay, so maybe you'll hop on my wagon on this one. He had money before they met.
Mm-hmm.
He was a star quarterback before they met.
Mm-hmm. Super Bowl champion.
Now, I don't even want to hear the whole they have a child and she takes care. Okay. I don't... That, to me, is where I'm saying, if they happen to break up, and I hope that they don't. I hope they make it forever. But let's just say 5 years from now, if they break up, she's entitled to half? You don't see an inherent problem with that?
You don't think she's got bread?
She got Come bread. On, she bro. Don't got
no, bread. We're not going to do that.
She don't have
Sierra bread. Ain't got Russell bread, bro.
I'm not arguing.
When's the last time you bumped goodies? Just keep it 100. Keep it 100. But come on. That's no shade to Sierra, whatever. There's no hate, but I'm just saying, come on. It's a different type of bag.
It's absolutely a different type of bag.
Okay.
She ain't broke, though.
She's not worried about money.
Your whole thing, the broke girls come up the street, they never had nothing to try to take 140
million. She's not broke, but I'm just... Them bags is different. What's if we got to dip it up.
15 million? Probably.
From where?
From my goodies.
That's y'all. For mama, I want to see it. Sierra hasn't had a big hit in a while.
Body Party?
When did that come out?
2003.
Come on. But that's the problem I be talking about be happening.
But how do you know she won't be like, bro, don't even give me half. I ain't even sure.
But would you?
Absolutely.
So you mean to tell me if you...
Would I give her half or if I'm hurt?
If you're hurt and you just and y'all just break up or whatever.
You know what? Really, for real?
For real.
If he would have bought me my master's, I probably wouldn't even tax him. Like, if they just broke up off some... If they just broke up where it wasn't... Now, mind you, Bezos cheated. Russell Wilson, I highly doubt.
But let's just say he cheated. Would you think that then he... Because I hear people say that. Well, he cheated. That don't mean you got to give up half of your bread. That's just a bonehead move.
That'll cost you, though.
It shouldn't. That's the problem I be having.
What you finna do about it?
I don't want nobody trying to take half of all of this.
You got half of this? Give it all to them.
I'll be worth more when I give it away. You're worth $1,000 now. With that on, you're worth $800.
But I don't think she would try to tax him at all.
That's the problem that I be having, that's how the law is set up. And I just feel like that's unfair.
And here's a perfect example. He had an opportunity to protect himself from that. If he so chose it, he could have said, hey, you're not entitled to my money or future earnings from my NFL thing. He could have written that down and they could have signed it.
Did love make people stupid? That doesn't make logical sense. You've worked to create $300 million. If this doesn't work in a relationship with this person, she's going to get half. I'll allow it.
When somebody's a mother of your children, man, you just be thinking about it different. I give up half.
That's different. Y'all been together since you was 10.
If I met Melissa today, I'd give up half.
But shout out to him for getting the money. I just thought it was funny. Everybody's like, okay, Sierra, get it. She ain't through none past.
Oh, she gonna ride it.
It's cool. Bob and Trent, I got something to say. This is the other thing that happens a lot of times, and I'm not necessarily saying with this specific circumstance that I agree with half, but she does deserve something. Because a lot of times, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to help you fix your face. A lot of times what happens is because he is the primary breadwinner, and for him to succeed, someone has to sacrifice. And so she's not able to record and go on tour and all of these things now that we have this additional child. Mm-hmm. And who's not to say he's not the one who pushed for the child, but the woman is the one who has to carry and sacrifice because you're the one doing the breadwinning. And so she had, and that happens a lot of times with women, we have to sacrifice our careers in order for our husband to continue to be the primary breadwinner. And so then you want to act a donkey and go hump around, and now I'm left to nothing because you were the primary breadwinner. When our agreement when we were together was such that you're the primary breadwinner, and to allow you to do that, I'll take care of home, whether that's raising the kids, sacrificing my career, and that has to be compensated or at least thought about in some way if you decide to act.
But how did they come to this conclusion that half would be the number?
Because how do you really go about dividing a life together? You know what I mean? Separating soul.
Separating salt. I've never heard that one. Separating salt.
But really, I like that. How do you put a value on what I've given up? You know what I mean? And if she was, I mean, I don't know the trajectory of Sierra's career had she not married Russell Wilson. I mean, but you never know.
Come on, like, no, was it? And that's no shame. We ain't been bumping Sierra for years.
I mean, and I get that. I'm just level up.
I just think that that's a system that is set up to favor the woman.
Sign a prenup when you marry Regina Hall. You sign a prenup and say, look, Regina, I had these great hills before I met you.
She gonna make me sign it?
Oh, yes!
You think Regina would make me sign a prenup?
Are you kidding me?
You gonna sign a prenup? You ain't getting half of Regina Hall?
What? You mean Regina ain't getting half of me? What? You serious?
What did you get?
Y'all tripping, Roy.
What's he gonna get?
I'm gonna be the breadwinner with me and Regina.
You have a fake check with a broken link.
I'm gonna be the breadwinner.
Hold on, Josh. He's supposed to get with Regina this August.
Yeah.
What is she gonna get half of?
You see the ice? Tripping.
So $7 right now.
Shut up. We're moving right along to other people that actually, this is no laughing matter, Laura Ingraham.
You know what?
I'm very, and I'm glad that we got to get some good laughs in before we talked about her, because this really irritated me and just made me, it's be making me lose faith in humanity sometimes.
You shouldn't. I'm going to tell you why.
Let's tell
people. Oh, yeah. Laura Ingraham
got on the news. She's a reporter for Fox, which I think, like, just always be having racist people saying stuff. But they have a history of that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Laura Ingraham gets in there. We're talking about Nipsey Hussle. And the way she spoke about this man was so disrespectful. It made me sick to my stomach. They referenced a song that she said that he just recently dropped a song called FDT, you know, F Donald Trump or whatever. First of all, that wasn't even his song, and it didn't just get released. The song's over 2 years
YG
old.
YG song.
It's YG song. He's just on it. And just the way that they talked about and they laughed. And then they even, a lot of people didn't even see the further disrespect. They mixed his name up with Nipsey Russell at the end. Mm. They were like, oh, Soul Train back in the day. And they were just laughing and making a mockery of somebody who was so important. And that just, I just feel like, who raised you?
You know, why what I think? Here's I agree wholeheartedly with you. And here's my thought process on this, because I found myself getting upset at her specifically. She's the same person who told LeBron to shut up and dribble.
Right.
And then something clicked for me. You know Skip Bayless.
I do.
Right? You know Skip Bayless said that he doesn't even check his retweets on stuff he says. He just gauges, like, he doesn't check his mentions.
Okay.
He just checks the reach on his tweets just to see if what he said has, or how much what he said has enraged people. So what he says, when he finds stuff that gets people, he says that type of stuff more. So, like,
really?
Yes.
Even if it upsets them.
Even if it upsets, because he feels like all engagement's good engagement. Skip just talks about LeBron no matter what LeBron does. If you went 82-0, 16-0, won a championship, beat the Warriors with no legs, Skip would find some way to discount that. And I don't think it's because it's how he really feels.
It's just what works.
It's just how people respond to it. People are saying
But shouldn't
name.
There be a line that you draw? You're talking about somebody who's deceased.
The president of the United States was a reality TV person. That was his biggest claim to fame prior to this.
Right.
The line was erased when he said grab him by the hoo-ha and still got elected. After that, you could throw out everything that you used to know about the presidency, decency, and all that type of stuff.
Right.
Any other candidate in the history of the world. Remember Howard Dean? Howard Dean was a candidate. He went, woo-hoo! And that was the end of his race. Because he screamed like that.
Really?
Like, literally. People were like, that was a weird thing. He's out of here. So I decided not to get upset about this stuff because it's like the Tommy Loren thing. Uh-huh. I just block her because I know she's just saying stuff. She says all this stuff, and then when she's at the club, people catch her on her phone. She's listening to 21 Savage's stuff, singing 21 Savage song. These people don't really feel this way.
So it's just they it's just say clickbait.
It's just clickbait. They are master trolls. Their audience, the people who are diehard. MAGA supporters and stuff, they eat it a lot.
But see, this is the thing. This is where I have the big problem with it. You're on a very big platform with Fox News, so you can your reach is very far.
Yeah.
And for you to simplify and just categorize him as a gang member, as just somebody, you know, he did gang bang, but he was so much more.
Oh, no. Than that. Let me be clear.
Put that out to millions upon millions of people, and people that don't really have the reach to know who he was or what he did in his community, they could just walk away from that like, oh, he was just another banger and he deserved it.
Listen,
I wasn't saying that you were sticking up for her.
No, I know. But I want to be clear. I 100% agree with you. But it's like I've decided not to give my energy to certain things like because all it does is frustrate me and ruin my day. Like, and I could find something like that to be mad about every single day to week.
Really,
but I just blocked Tommy Loren because that stuff really affected me. Like, right. And the thing is, they're not speaking to me. Mm-hmm.
They're speaking to somebody, to other people, and that person probably think like them.
Yes, and that person who they said about Nipsey, whether she did that or not, they weren't going to have no positive thought about Nipsey.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, Pat's been talking about Patrick Cloud, protect your light, protect your energy and stuff. Mm-hmm. I've been on that, man, because the stuff we can consume, it can really have an outlet. Like, if I consume a whole bunch of negativity on Twitter and a whole bunch of stuff and watch those videos.
We walk around mad.
Bro, just walk around pissed off. Look out.
Look at that water. Look how blue it
bro,
is.
Bro, I'm finna go out there with this.
Oh, whoa.
No, that's what I have right now.
Can you put that away, though?
I'm out here.
Can you put it away?
Release it.
I'm going.
Children that watch this.
I'm going out there and enjoying my day because I've realized there's so many things I can't. I'm not going to control what Fox says or their viewers or listeners. What I can try and control is how I impact my life and the people around me and make their life better. Because otherwise, man, you can be mad about something every single day.
Every second.
All day. Kodak Black's another example.
Kodak.
Kodak Whack. I've just decided. You sent me the video and I was just like, man,
what do we always say? You have to beware of the double down.
Yeah.
First of all, you're already disrespectful. People checked you about it. Why not just take your L? You know what, guys? I was tripping, had a couple too many to drink. I shouldn't have said that. I didn't mean to disrespect that man or his woman. He has doubled down, and now he's taking it to another level. He did a diss song towards T.I. Where he insulted his wife, called his wife a B-word.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
Tiny?
He said she was ugly. Said she looked like Miss Piggy. And
people
then
have said those things before.
And then he said, when he was talking, he referred to his sons using the F word. And I'm not talking fun.
Really?
Another F word. He said, I would have respected more if you got one of your F.A. sons I was just like, bro.
The gay slur.
Yeah, the gay slur. Why are you doing this? Like, bro, like, why?
See, this is a perfect example.
But,
right?
But what you're saying is right. Like, we pay attention and we give this energy.
Just muted Kodak Black. You know, when was this, yesterday or two days ago?
This is like 2 days ago. No, it's the footage dropped yesterday.
There
was
a song came out this morning.
Though. Yeah. Another song? No, I heard the song last night.
16. He put something out this morning.
Oh, snap.
He put a different song out this morning.
Well, we're so far behind time. It probably was yesterday. It probably was today, but we were so far.
I mean, either way, I mean,
Kodak. Why did he do it?
Kodak's been just always wild. People forget he has a sexual assault charge.
Right now, pending.
Pending, like, yeah, currently.
It's happening. I mean, like, for me, that's an automatic, like, I'm off that.
But I just don't understand. Like, I think it's, I wanted to ask you about this. Do you think it's a time thing in the cultural way that kids were raised this, because he's only 21. Nah, me and Josh were talking about that.
Though. He's not.
He's 21, and I just feel like these kids don't respect much. And I know older people used to say that about us.
No, I agree. I think he would be disrespectful by any time period he was born in.
Because Laura Ingraham is old, and she's disrespectful too.
And people have been saying, you know, racism is going to end when racist people die off. No,
it's
going to take some work to make it in. It's funny you talked about Kodak, like. I'm going to tell you how I spent my day yesterday. Got up, went in a helicopter ride with my family.
Seen that.
Flew from Maui to Honolulu. Mm-hmm. Spent 2 hours in the pool with my kids.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a t-shirt on in the pool?
Y'all go get whatever body I have.
You see some dude at the pool yesterday with a t-shirt on. I was like, I was never that kid.
Bro.
You draw more attention to yourself.
Absolutely. And it'd be sticky.
It'd be sticky. So now it just shows it. You get out. It's like. No. Man. This is who
got
I am.
In the pool, 2 hours playing with my kids. My son threw up in the pool. I was kind of happy because they were showing no signs of wanting to get out. Mm. I was like, y'all don't never want to get out? Like, we love it. Came from the pool, ordered room service, took a shower, ate, spent a good 3 or 4 hours watching On My Block.
Yo,
No.
You should have watched it. No, it's been 2 weeks. Absolutely. Can we talk about the ending?
No, we're not stopping.
We stopped on the about an episode away from the.
You are lucky because we would have talked about it. We would have talked about it
on the show. Don't act like you watched it. I watched it last year. Stop it.
I watched it. You're lucky he ain't watched the last episode. We would have talked about it.
You tried to last episode of the first season.
Oh, you still on the first season?
Yeah.
I just finished the second season. And the it.
You on the first.
Can I? You still
on the first?
Okay, we can talk about the first season.
Can I say something about it?
Yeah. You don't like it?
Can I just say something? It's not that I don't like it.
What?
I feel like it's been hyped through the roof.
It's great.
Is it?
It's amazing.
It's a fun show. It's not one of the best, like,
I'll give it fun. Do you ever feel like the acting is a little...
It is corny. No. Like, it's for a younger demo, though.
It's for ABC Family and New Kind of Family.
That's how I feel like I'm going to watch it.
Yes. I thought the show was great. You tripping.
Well, you have the mind of an 8-year-old, so obviously you love it. Me and Melissa were just like...
Y'all didn't like it?
Here's what I'm going to tell you why. First season, and what I've been hearing, in its defense, I've been hearing more about the second season than the first season. But the first season, it was like this drama, and like even Oscar, he don't really strike me as a real banger.
Really?
Oscar don't... I don't... like.
I watched the whole first season in like a day and a half.
Me and Melissa were like, let's get on this. We literally ordered room service. We had the robes on. We was like, we in. 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, we decided we weren't leaving.
You didn't finish the first
that
season?
That room. We turned it off and was like, good night. Again, hype train. I was expecting the most well-acted, best
I think
show
that hurts you when somebody... Because I told you how good A Star Is Born was. Then when you seen it, you were like...
And I don't think it was bad.
I just hyped it up too much for you.
Yeah, but see, and Josh... I wish I would have talked to Josh because you... And we missed somebody. Me and Melissa went to the On My Block premiere at Netflix. I had never heard of this show before.
Really?
Ever. We got invited to it. We were like, cool. What is this?
For the second season?
Mm-hmm. We were like...
Didn't know what was going on.
Tacos were amazing, though. But, I'm going to give it another shot because
what I don't like about it is the cliffhangers they give you on both season finales. This is like, so once you get to the cliffhanger, this one is going to be like, I had to wait until the second season came. And then
I just felt like I was too old for the drama. Like,
no.
You kissed Julia? No. Hector, Cesar. Cesar, you cannot be in the gang. You should be with us.
Cesar.
But I cannot. My brother, he was in jail, but he got out. Once he got out, he said, you're in the gang now, but I don't want to be, but you must be. I'm a Santos now. I must be in the gang, but I don't want to.
What are you talking? Cesar?
Cesar! The little dude is fun. The black kid like is so. The black dude and the small Mexican kid.
No,
best
Ruby,
part.
But no,
Ruby is Ruby's the best.
Old. Ruby's great,
and his grandma.
This hilarious. This is the good thing about it, though. Second season, the acting steps up tremendously.
That's what everybody said.
The girl, what's the one girl's name? The bigger girl, the Latin girl, who's like
Jasmine.
She's like she's
32 years old.
Is she? I knew she wasn't no teenager. She's 32.
She's booming though.
But I was like, funny, the, second season, her and Ruby, like they're running laps around the rest of them.
Oh, really?
I was just like, it's almost like when Leo acts with certain other actors, you just be like, they don't even deserve to be on the same.
I never had that thought.
You didn't see Great Gatsby?
Yeah.
You didn't see Blood Knight?
We're not talking about Leo.
Well, you're talking about Leo for. Well, Greg Gatsby just stunk all around.
Well, I'm saying Leonardo DiCaprio is such a good actor. When you put him on screen with other actors that don't match up, you can see the discrepancy between the two. He's a great actor.
You put an F there, huh? You just be like, I like this letter here. But it's discrepancy. I say what I want.
But no, it's you got to watch the second season.
But you're right. I actually didn't think about I couldn't tell if it was him or that movie just stunk without him. But Tobey Maguire brought absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
To the table. I was like, bro, why are you in
here? Why are you even in this?
And why'd you do that thing in Spider-Man 3? I've never forgive him.
We're here on the topic.
I'll never forgive him for
this. When he was doing a dance? Oh, that
I was
just
like.
That probably was like, exact scene that was just like, yeah, we're not gonna. This is kind of it.
Where's the
plug? It's kind of it. We're living a rom-com. It's over for him.
He actually did. After that, it was quiet for him.
Quiet for him.
Every time he auditioned, people would just see that in their mind.
Yeah, it just didn't.
He stunk it up.
Shout out to Tobey Maguire. And the lack thereof of a career he has.
I'm going to give one on my block another try, though.
You have to. It's amazing.
But if it ain't good by the second season, y'all buy me dinner.
Side note. Can I just
say... Nah, Josh. You buy me
dinner. I'll buy you dinner. I owe you dinner.
If it ain't good.
No, I owe you dinners in general.
You don't owe me dinner for nothing, cuz.
No, I'm glad you brought it up.
What do you owe me dinner for?
No, man. You just...
Oh, you're like...
Huh? You weren't even in the conversation.
No, but you
didn't
listen. You're not with me, man. I appreciate you guys.
I just inserted myself in the little situation.
I'm gonna finish the first season, and I'm gonna watch the second season.
Yeah, side note.
A long flight back to...
We're just not going to that Wolfgang Steakhouse. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Side note. Is this a thing? Am I the only person that's dealing with this? Netflix, for as much good stuff they have, there's a lot of trash.
Well, here's the thing about
stuff
that.
On Netflix.
They actually admitted that.
Whew.
So when they first started, something like 80% of their viewing content was
repurposed stuff.
Okay. With Orange is the New Black and House of Cards, like in order for them to make it as a platform, they had to do original content.
Because everybody started pulling their content.
Yes.
Disney's pulling, they're starting
to. Disney Plus?
Disney Plus is about to be.
What?
Out of here, boy.
Is that all the Avengers?
Disney Plus
everything.
Is Avengers, Star Wars, every episode of The Simpsons ever. I forgot Disney had.
They own The Simpsons?
They bought Fox?
Yes.
They get Martin?
Yes.
I mean, I don't think they're putting that on Disney Plus, though, but.
It's an amazing show.
Yeah, but Martin be on TV all the time.
It's synced everywhere.
Yeah, it's syndicated everywhere. So Disney Plus has new Marvel stuff.
Hasn't come out yet?
Yes. New movies that are going to come out on Disney Plus.
They won't come to the theaters?
No. And that's why all the Netflix shows, the Luke Cage, not Jessica Jones.
Avengers.
Punisher, Defenders, Daredevil. Punisher. They canceled all that stuff because they're going to move all that stuff. And it's only $6.
$6?
And Netflix, my Netflix just went up to $14 because I have the like 4-screen.
But are you ever really going to get rid of Netflix?
No. But that's what the point I was making is, in order for Netflix
to compete,
they had to make original content. And the more stuff you... So when they first only had those two shows, they could like, okay, we got to make sure this stuff is perfect. Mm-hmm. In order to compete with other people, you just got to throw some stuff out there.
But I feel like...
And
what
now
they're
just like a regular network.
But now I feel like what they're doing, they're just making shows like other shows. Like there's a show called Black Summer. It's The Walking Dead. Essentially, that's all it is.
That's fine because that's still their IP at the end of the day.
But that's, I probably watched over the last week and a half like 6 things that I didn't make it out of the first 10 minutes of.
But here's the thing though, how often do you watch cable?
And how much stuff is constantly running through cable?
That's the thing.
I only watch, the only thing I watch is Black Ink really on cable and sports stuff.
You watch Black Ink?
I'll fire on you. Chicago, what?
You're the only person I've ever heard that watches Black Ink like this.
Can't go like this.
No.
Yeah, I get it. I'm good.
I'm not trying to hide this.
Whoa, what?
What do you think I'm trying to hide this for? No, ugh. I don't care.
I don't know what's happening.
Like Queen Latifah's body in Bessie.
I'm actually kind of hot.
I know. Okay, this has been another episode.
Let it stay.
No.
Be comfortable. Bro. What's a little man boob amongst friends?
No, it's look uncomfortable.
Look at the chest hair. There's
what's
11.
Going on with the chest hair?
There's only 11.
That's a lot going. Okay, all right.
They're kind of
this has been another great installment of Righteous and Ratchet. Shout out to the Patreons. If you would like to become one of the Patreons, where you get a bonus episode every week,
new bonus episode on Sunday when we get back to the mainland.
Go to righteousandratchet.com and join the Right Pack. Be down with us. We appreciate you. I don't feel like we really need to do a one gotta go today. Let's just
one gotta go to the beach.
Huh? One gotta go to the buffet.
When we get back to our office, we will be doing our one gotta go and stuff. We've been going through a lot, okay. But we love y'all.
Thank you guys for tuning in. And if you do nothing else, just share the video. And we're gonna exit out, starting to the left. Righteous and ratchet, and righteous and right here. Peace. Okay, cover that up. Cheers.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.